Brother Larry, come right on. Obey the Holy Spirit, brother.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And actually, Jesus himself, he put these gifts in the body. Amen?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, please, I would. And thank you, Mr. Pastor Mister. And one thing that I want to cap that with is whatever I bring and whatever I do in the anointing on this ministry, it's here to enhance your vision and to hook with your vision and with you, with your gift. Amen? And we bring the gifts together is what we do. Amen? And so, praise God. You ready for the Word of God?
Yeah.
I'm going to get ready and just jump right on in here. And so it is good to be here. Good to see everybody. I see a couple of new faces around, and you know, and I'm just glad that you knew I was coming. You came anyway this morning. Amen. And so, praise God. You know, I've got a lot of word for you this morning. I was sitting there pondering, and God was touching my heart, and you know, and kind of defining some things in me that he wanted me to say and to do this morning. But also I need to tell you, glory to God, before I start, he made it very clear that I don't know who it is or whatever, maybe several of you or whatever, but to give you an example of this, when I first went to Albania, you know, there's something happened. I mean, when I first just moved back over there from a two-month trip, that caused so much pressure and oppression, it was just unreal. And so, you know, I just lift my hands up to God and I ask him, you know, what was happening, what was going on, knowing it wasn't him, because he's never the one who is opposing you. He's the one that's delivering you. Amen. Yeah. And so the Lord just whispered in my heart. Now, when he said something in my heart, my senses cannot detect what he's saying in my heart. You know, they don't detect out here, you know, what he's saying. But the pressure was so strong, you know, I just reached back up because I felt something. It felt like something was crawling on my head. And that's when I really had hair and had a full head of hair. And it was kind of blonde and curly and, you know, and boy, some things change. It ain't ever coming back. And then I pulled my hand off and I looked at it and it was actually blood on my hand because the pressure was so strong I was actually bleeding. And so anyway, then that's when I just said, Lord, you know, and he whispered right down inside of me. And I knew it was his voice. You know, I'm not talking about out here. I'm not talking about nothing weird. I'm talking about he's spirit. We're a spirit being. He speaks to you from the inside out. Amen. Yeah. Not the outside in, inside out.
Right.
Amen. And he just said it like this and even used my name. He said, Larry, it's okay. And I was sitting right there a while ago and the Lord said, get up and tell the people this morning, glory to God, that whatever it is you're facing, whatever's going on, I don't have no idea, don't need to know, but he told me to tell you it's okay. Amen. You got that? Does that minister to anybody? Now, let me tell you, when he told me it was okay, none of my senses detected it was okay. And that's scriptural. You know, God, when you're in a bind sometimes, he'll speak the word. You know, just trying to, you know, get his provision to you. He'll give a word through someone, amen, to make it come alive to you. And so we see in the scriptures, you know, the Apostle Paul, when he was in the deep, all he got was words, you know. And I'm not talking about that weird stuff. You're the most important person on the planet. You've got more anointing than all the greats put together and everything. You know, I'm not talking about that nonsense, amen. I'm talking about just a true word from God, amen. But the Apostle Paul, when he was in the deep, I mean, it looked like it was the end. And Paul, he knew opposition, and he was having opposition because he's doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, amen. And so all God gave him was words, and he had to believe those words. But he told his people on the ship, he said, an angel of the Lord appeared to me, you know, and he instructed me, glory to God, and we'll do this. He said, I perceive that it'll be just as the Lord said it would be. Now, this was a bunch of people that didn't even serve God, amen, and they heeded the Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul, they heeded, glory to God, and you know the rest of the story, amen. No life was lost. Is that right? Well, we see the nobleman, when the nobleman came to Jesus, you know, I would never want to be in a position that my son was dying or, you know, anybody close to me was dying, but his son was dying. And he came to Jesus, and you know what Jesus did? Give him some words, and he had to believe those words. When everything that your senses cannot detect anything, amen? and gave him something, glory to God, and gave him word. He said, go, your son lives. And said, the man believed him, and he went, and he found it just as Jesus said it would be.
Amen.
I say to you today, glory to God, the Lord told me that day it was okay, and it was a dark, ugly, oppressive time, you know. And of course, I didn't know at the time, glory to God, the ways God would use me in the nation or anything else. But it was a dark time, and all he gave me was a word, and he said it was okay. Larry, it is okay. And my senses did not detect it, but it was okay the rest of the day. I turned to the people that was with me. I said, folks, I know that was God, and he said it's okay. If he says it's okay, it's okay.
Yes, right.
Amen?
Amen?
And the rest of the day, it was okay. The rest of the week was okay. The rest of the month, it was okay. The rest of the year, it was okay. And I've just finished 24 years, and it's still okay.
Amen.
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 Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Finished 31 years of fruitful ministry and 24 years of ministry overseas. Amen. Mostly 98% Albania overseas, but also I've had some in northern Iraq and underground church in China and India overseas, and all very fruitful ministry. Glory to God. Just celebrating. But it wasn't without opposition. You're going to have opposition. And what you're going to have to do, my friends, you're going to have to choose life.
Yeah.
Choose. And I titled the message this morning, and I, you know me, I usually don't title, but I titled it, Choose Victory. And you're going to have to choose victory in life. I mean, when you can see nothing else, glory to God, going on, your senses can't detect anything, you choose victory. You make a quality decision to choose victory.
Yeah.
Now, that reminded me, when we was in Albania this last time, we just had all kinds of opposition. I mean, from the time we left to the time we got back, you know, and it was a 6-month trip. And there was one Sunday morning that I was out with my son. You seen that handsome little blonde-haired boy up here, you know, that looks just like his daddy. And maybe a little bit of his mother. I'm trying to get in trouble because I like trouble sometimes. Amen. Yeah, a little bit. Amen. And so I come back home and went out and I bought a 6-pack of water in a 2-liter bottle. That's the way we drank water. We buy our drinking water there. And I also had another sack with some glass containers and some things in it. And I mean, Jonathan, it was about 11 o'clock Sunday morning, because there you may have church on Saturday night, Sunday night, Friday night or something, you know. It's not like here. There's not but probably 15, extreme maximum 20 evangelical church facilities in the entire nation. But you will be glad to know, glory to God, in the nation of Albania, since it opened, and there was nothing when it opened in the early 90s, no churches, no believers, nothing, because it was all against the law, it was even in their constitution. But today there's about 166 to 200 congregations in the nation of Albania now. Most are small, amen, but the gospel is being reestablished, and where there was nothing today, mostly in Albania. The Albanians got the bull by the horn now, amen.
Yeah.
Albanians, pastoring Albanians, training Albanians, and evangelizing Albanians. Beautiful. I mean, some fine ministers too, I mean, amen. And so anyway, that's what we was doing out on Sunday morning. That's what got me on all that. So when Jonathan was coming back, now Jonathan, you know, he can be like his mother sometimes, you know. When he decided he ain't going to do something, he ain't going to do it. Amen. So, we have to take her to a very good lunch. And so, and so anyway, we came back and we started up the stairs. Jonathan stopped in the bottom of the steps, because we just called him Johnny. I said, Johnny, come on. He said, no, Daddy, I want you to carry me. Well, I couldn't carry all that, you know, so I thought I was going to bluff him out. And so I went the first leg of the steps. I said, come on, Johnson, I'm going. No, Daddy. And he started crying, and I still tried to bluff him. I went to the second level, went to the third level, and I saw, you know, I need to pick my battles, and this is not one of them to pick, amen, because he's not going to come unless I go get him. So I was on the third floor, and I lacked one more leg to go, because we lived on the fourth level of a private building, which was the top level. And so I set everything down, went back down and got him, come back up. My old heart was thumping. You know, them stairs get your heart thumping pretty fast. And so I come back up, and, you know, I said, okay, Jonathan, you're going to have to walk the rest of the way, and I get this, and I'll hold your hand. Okay, Daddy. So I picked up the water, I picked up my sack and took his hand, and I started to step, and my first step, the tip of my shoe caught the lip of the stairs, and I fell. I was able to let go of him, but I couldn't let go of the bag, and I couldn't let go of the water, and I went down. The glass broke, and it just slit my wrist right across there all the way to the bone. And I'm talking about choosing victory, choosing life. And I'm telling you, this, it gets real fast. And my wife was going to share something with you in a minute, you know, that after the sixth, after we come back, that happened right in Tulsa, the opposition that come, and she's going to share this with you in just a minute. But you're going to have to choose life. And I'm talking about when things look dark. I looked down, and it severed, you know, I could see the bone. It severed the artery. It severed the nerve. It severed the tendon. And how many's ever seen cattle dehorn? Has ever dehorned cattle and watched how that bud, you know? I'm not trying to be, you know, so graphic, but that's the way it looked. It was spraying and just spraying on the wall. But then it was also like you cut a dam with a bulldozer, and that water, that blood was just flooding out, just like a dam. The water would flood out. I was thinking, this is serious, because I feel my fingers tingling and burning, and I knew the nerve had been hit, but it totally severed it. Actually, with the doctors, you know, when they reopened it, because the guy, my neighbor, he come out after I got my son and I got Silva, I got open the door and I'd leave that and I picked the glass up, but I was trying to hold it. The blood was coming so fast, it looked bad. But my neighbor happened to be there and asked if he could help me. I said, yeah, take me to the American Hospital. Well, I didn't know the American Hospital wasn't really American Hospital. They just used the name, and it was Turkish people and Albanian doctors. And so he didn't listen to me anyway, the guy, the neighbor, you know, he took me in his car and he took me to the trauma unit, you know, and the military, Albanian military trauma unit, because anywhere in the nation, Albania, something like it happens, that's where they go and they got to get them there. And so as on the way over there, we was getting hung because Albania, Tirana now, Pastor Cecil, it's so different. There's almost a million people. There's about a million people in the Tirana area, and you sell the streets then, and they're not too much different the way they are, though it has improved a lot, and it's improving fast. And so on the way over, I couldn't, you know, I was holding it, but I couldn't stop it. And we were getting hung in traffic and everything, and it come to me, I'm about to bleed to death, that it looked like I was going to bleed to death. My first thought was, you know, that, you know, that's cool. I'm getting ready to step in glory. Because I wasn't afraid, you know. I didn't even have to resist fear. Fear wasn't there, you know. I wasn't afraid. And I said, I'm getting ready to step over into glory. That's what's going to happen. Then I thought about Silva and I thought about the kids, you know. And I thought, you know, Silva, she'll be fine, you know. And but I thought about the kids, you know, and I just, as well, you know, and I thought, you know, this just ain't right, you know. I just couldn't let go. And I chose on the way over, I chose to live. I had to make a decision, amen, and choose life. You have to choose life. And then the thought, as soon as I made that decision, amen, then all the thoughts come. Yeah, you're going to live, you know. You're going to live, but you're going to have a hook on your arm, you know. I mean, you know how your mind is just bombarded. Yeah. Now, folks, if you listen to this, this will help you, because this is what happens when stuff happens. You know, the mind, the mental part of it, you know, is a battle right. In itself. The emotional part is a battle as well as the physical part. But I chose that day life. Amen. And we finally got through and got over there, glory to God. And I was still in my right senses. People say, did you pass out? Did you go into shock? No, I didn't. That wasn't an option. I chose life that day. And you can choose life. Choose victory. Yes. I said in my heart, Lord God, anytime anything happens, amen, the only outcome that can possibly be my option is victory. Yes. And if you'll settle that, amen, you've already got the battle probably, you know, more than two-thirds won.
Right.
Just because you're going to choose life. You're going to choose victory. You're going to choose, Lord God. You're not going to yield to this. Folks, these things come at us every day. Different influences, different everything, amen. And you have to learn to resist when you feel the opposition coming against you. You resist fear when you feel afraid. You resist sickness when you feel sick. You resist oppression when you feel oppressed. You resist depression when you feel depressed.
Yes.
Amen. You have to kick them covers off and come out of that bed anyway. There ain't nothing you feel like doing but laying there. Amen. And choose victory. Choose life. Amen. Now, you know, the world's not going to do that. You got to quit looking at them. Whatever wind blows, they'll go with it. That's why we got men marrying men, women marrying women, and so on and so forth, you know, and you can just keep the list going. Now, we ain't after nobody like that, amen? We love them, amen? We don't agree, but we love them, amen? And we're going to take the gospel to them, and we're going to love them, amen?
Amen.
And so, praise God. I got over there, you know, and I got out of the car, and I walked in. I mean, it was like, you know, it's something you've seen out of a horror movie. You know, and I went in there, and I walked right in, laid down on the gurney, and just laid my arm out. You're like, here it is, boys, let's get to it. You know, and they took me in there, and they worked in there on me for about an hour, glory to God. And what he did, there was not a surgeon in Albania that could put the artery back together, so they blocked it. And I didn't know that. Then he sewed me back up and said, you're going to need some more surgery. And I'm thinking, okay. He said, because you severed the nerve, you severed the tendon. And so I was sitting there thinking, I wasn't sure what to do, but I had an Albanian friend there, glory to God, he knew what to do. So he went to this so-called American hospital, because it was a private hospital and the care was better. Then the Albanian neurosurgeon, he came in and was talking, well, I don't know, it might be 2 or 3 days before I can get to it here in this, you know, Albanian military hospital. You know, possibly I might get to it in the morning. Well, you know, you can't wait 2 or 3 days. I couldn't wait days to come back to the United States because the nerve will recoil. And besides that, I don't want it, you know, because they already closed me. I don't want it, you know, growing and then have to, excuse me, healing, then have to recut it open. And so we transferred. What's good, you know, when I woke up after 3 hours of surgery, the nerve doctor, he was that same one that was down there at the Albanian Medical Hospital. He was now up there, amen, and that's the one that they use. But he was a good surgeon. He was a good surgeon. And he trained some abroad and everything. He's a good surgeon, you know. But these guys got to live. You know, medical doctors over there, you probably all make more than a medical doctor would unless they got some kind of private practice going on. Ain't that right, Silver? And so I transferred. And then they opened it back up, and the one doctor said, you know, it looked like, he told my friend, he said, it looked like somebody hit him with an axe, you know, that it cut so bad. I think the bone actually probably stopped it from cutting even further. And so we went through the surgery and everything, and one doctor put the tendon back together, another put that back together, you know, and I come out of surgery, and as I was coming out, I wasn't even woke up yet, you know, and they made Silva go pay for it, you know. But I had peace, glory to God. I didn't want to come back to the United States, you know, because it would heal partially. I didn't want to go to Germany because I'd be paying the rest of my life because they wouldn't take my insurance or anything there. And Albanian, they, you know, I don't even think they know what insurance is. We had to pay cash. I just hand them American Express, or not, didn't, Silva did, and give them an American Express card, and we paid for it with that. And so, praise God. Now, when I came back to the United States, I went and saw a specialist. It didn't cost me but $25. Insurance covered everything else. And I went and said it, and they said, you're far ahead of schedule. They said the fact that you can move these fingers and move the tips of them and everything, and you can move them. You can see it now. After, you know, for even months after that, I couldn't even, and I still don't have all the feeling back in it, you know, but they said I'm far ahead. They called me lucky. That what we was believing for, glory to God, was 100% accelerated restoration in my hand. Amen. And they just confirmed it, glory to God, that that's what was taking place in it. But it's all because that day, Pastor Cecil, I chose to live and not die. Silva, hallelujah.
Well, good morning, everybody. Are you glad to be here this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Praise God, because church is the most important place to be. Hallelujah. God has equipped us with authority, and we can exercise the authority that God has given us. Amen?
Yes.
Well, when we were coming from Albania to America, usually, normally it takes almost 24 hours since you wake up and get ready and come, and you arrive home adding the delays and everything. So we came from Tirana airport, we came in Rome, and in Rome the airplane took a long time. And so when we came to Atlanta, we missed the airplane that was supposed to bring us to Tulsa. So, and some other circumstances happened, and so we missed it. Anyway, we waited there for 3-4 hours, and then we took the airplane, and maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes before we were supposed to land, we were all tired, Larry and I and children, and I was almost sleeping. And Larry asked me, he tapped because on my shoulder, because Larry was at the other side of the aisle with Natalie, and I was with Jonathan, and he asked me to pray, and I was so sleepy. Who was thinking to pray in that moment? You're just exhausted from the whole trip. And I said, why?
That's when the stuff will come after you, though. Come on.
Yes. And I said, why? He said, just pray. And then I insisted to know what was going on. And
yes,
he said, something
she insisted.
And he said, something is wrong with the landing gear. Well, we start praying, and after a while, Larry was praying meanwhile in his own, and after a while I saw the co-pilot and the co-pilot going back and forth, and he was trying to fix something on the back of the airplane on the side.
They have some access to something with the landing gear about midway back there in the plane, you know, over it, but
yes,
trying to get through something.
And after a while the airplane start going up and down, and we start seeing the lights of the city down, because the windows of the airplane start going like this, in this position, and just up and down the airplane.
Yeah.
And we said, oh my God. And after a while, the stewardess and the co-pilot, I think they communicated us that to get ready for a crash, for a wreck. And I said, oh my goodness, this is happening to us. This was so horrible, because we have been seeing these things happening to other people and airplanes. And for a moment, I just turned, I looked on the back to see how people, they were reacting, because you have that mental picture how it happens to other people. And I saw the people, their faces were on despair, and they start opening their devices, trying maybe to connect with the loved ones, with the families. And for a moment, they were sad, and we were sad too, because it was like, wow, this is happening to us, no way. But we didn't stop there, folks. We said, no, we stood. We said, no, this is not going to happen to us. And we start praying in other tongues, Shira Mase, Masa, Make, Maso. And we start asking the angels, we release the holy angels to keep, guard, and protect us. And we claim the blood of Jesus. And we prayed in English and Albania in other tongues, and we said, no, this is not going to happen.
Yeah. And that's after they actually drilled us on how to position ourselves and how to hold our children.
Yes, they folded us.
They said, we're going to crash.
Yes,
they prepared
us for a crash. And I remember Jonathan, he was sleeping, and they came, and the stewardess, and folded Jonathan like this. And Jonathan said, I don't want to stay like that, because he didn't know what was taking place. And we asked the Holy Spirit. You have to know how to pray, folks, and I believe that you know, but it's always good when we hear
8:26.
Testimonies, and we ask the Holy Spirit to intervene into the mechanic system. And we say, we ask that, we claim that no life was going to be lost in Jesus' name. And we stood and we prayed loud. We didn't hide. We prayed loud, and all the people, almost they were hearing to us. And we took authority over that situation, over that impossible situation. It was, folks, it was, the fear was present. It was hard. It seems like what was coming against us was greater. But we know who is greater inside of us. We know the King of Kings and God and Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is greater than he who is in this world. Amen? So we came to airport, and then the airplane landed, and it has a little bit bumps, but it was all right, and all people, they start clapping. And we start praising God loud and saying, praise God, hallelujah. And at the end was a guy behind me, and he tapped on my shoulder, and he said, ma'am, that was awesome. And I said, praise God. And then Larry, he said something about...
you know, people were, you know, it was kind of a moment there, it was kind of stilled and everything, you know, and I just kind of went ahead and added after people were talking and praising God. So, but, you know, one thing about this, folks, the liberals didn't mind us conservatives on this trip.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Can I share something?
Got some more, bring it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I have something in my heart to share as well. Maybe like in in that way that Pastor Cecil was going in the morning, like it's always good when we gather together in the presence of God, and there is no other place better than God's home. We belong here, and we get energized, and our faith gets greater in when we get together, and whatever has been chasing us during the week, it falls down. Amen. And it was. I'm so glad to be here this morning. Maybe you don't feel very glad, and our feelings may lead us in a different direction that is not the right way. And maybe you feel today that maybe you are in a pit, or your relationships, or your family, or your finances are in the pit. But I know a story I want to share with you. I think I learned that from Larry many years ago. It was like they wanted to bury a horse, and they threw him alive in a pit, and they start just throwing dirt and dirt, and the horse, what the horse start doing? The horse just start shaking it up and put it under his feet, amen? And they just start throwing more dirt, and the horse, what he did? He just shook it up, he shook it off, and he put it under his feet, and they start doing the same thing, because their purpose was to bury the horse alive, but the horse starts shaking it off until the horse came to the surface. Amen? And hallelujah. Maybe you are in the same circumstances. You feel the pressure. You feel what the devil has been trying to bring on your life, throwing dirt and bad things towards you. But I have this on my heart to shake it off in Jesus' name. Can we do this right now to confess? Father God, in the name, let us confess. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we shake it off. Everything that the enemy has tried to bring toward us and depressing us and throwing things toward us and trying to bury us alive, in Jesus' name, we have authority to curse it and to bind it, and we bind you right now in Jesus' name, and we curse you, and we release the life of God to flow in this place. Rshira Masse, Masi, Masa, Masse, and we declare that greater is He who is in us than you that are in this world, and we know that you are a defeated foe. You have been disarmed in Jesus' name. Rema so sholomoki, masi, 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 masi. And we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we are not going down, and we're not going under, but we know our position. We are above, sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Rema si, shekomosi, katamasi, shekatamasi. No weapon or tongue that is formed or is trying to form against us will not prosper, because we curse you and bind you, and you desist, and you take your hands away from us, take your hands away from these precious people in Jesus' name. Ramasi, Meko, Moshi, Ketamasi, Katama. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come, Remasi, and to invade our hearts, to invade this place with your presence. Remasho, Mosi, Meko, Moshi, Lamake, Kiramasi, Kete, Meshi, Lamaka, Mase, Lelele, Rimasi, Shakata, Mashi, Kata. We worship you, Remoshi, Rama, Katam. We give you praise and honor. Oh, where the Spirit of God is. There is freedom and joy and peace. Reholomo, and the depression is supposed to leave in Jesus' name. Remo, and oppression, yes. And whatever comes, yes, from the principalities of darkness in heavenly places and the rulers of this world. Remashi katamase komo koto kelomo sikatamashi helobo sikatama remasi shakatam, and we give you honor. Hallelujah and praise. Rero moshi katamase lemeshi katama lemasi. Si como si katama rema si katama kiramashi katama si katama. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Re romo si shakatama. Oh, Ramashikatam, we have it all. We have peace and joy. Hallelujah. We have peace and joy and self-control and patience. Remashikatama sikatama. The word of God says we have all things. We have all things concerning life and godliness. Amen? Yes. We have it all. We have it all. The enemy tries to come to yes, find his way in and to say that you don't have anything. Yes. You are nothing. But we have it all. Amen? Amen. We have peace, amen, and joy and self-control and gentleness and kindness. Yes. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
No, keep it in the other hand. Give me your hand. Keep it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and we declare by the Spirit of God and in the most powerful name in the universe, we say to each and every one of you, whatever it is that you're going through, you're going through. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not going to prosper against you. It's not going to bear fruit against you. Amen. You're going right on through it and walking in victory in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. I say it in you. I break. We cancel you, you foul assignment. We cancel you. We curse you. And we declare no weapon
nor tongue that is formed or is trying to form against us, or any trap of the devil that we don't see it. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to expose it so we can see it and we will not fall in that trap. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Rema,
yes.
We are the light of the world. Rema, we don't walk in darkness. Yes. We are not going to fall in these kind of traps. Yes. In Jesus' name, we have authority to curse you and to bind you and to release. Whatever is binding on earth is binding in heaven. Whatever is loose on heaven is loose on earth. In Jesus' name.
Every tongue. Every weapon, every tongue formed and trying to form against you.
Yes.
I say to you, you foul affliction, the blood of Jesus who extremely defeated you, it's against you, and we release the life of God, the grace of God, and we say in the name of Jesus, life, strength, peace, be in Jesus' name, healing right now in your body, be. And we give you praise and give you glory and give you honor. Hallelujah. 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 Silva, what we're going through, we're going through.
Yes, amen.
We're going through. Hallelujah. Now, this man, we're not done. We're not done. Amen. We're no hurry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we don't know what to pray for as we ought, hallelujah. We have an unction from the Holy One. We have a helper, Lord God. We have the Holy Spirit to help us pray for what and at and how we should pray for it. Amen. He will help us in other tongues. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you come through these times, Lord God, hallelujah. Now your senses are not, it's not going to detect what I'm getting ready to give you. Hallelujah. It's not going to detect it. In other words, you ain't going to be able to feel it. You ain't going to be able to see how. Amen. And if you can see how and you can detect it, you don't need me to give you no word. God will give you a word in the darkest times and when things is going on, and you need to embrace that word. Just like when he told you a while ago, it's okay. I'm telling you what, if Jesus says it's okay, Hoss, it's okay. You can believe this man Jesus. You can believe this man Jesus. Hallelujah. But he's when I said no word, listen, Silva, amen, he said go ahead and add this to it. Amen. I'm going to give you one word, and it'll affect every spoke on the will. And what do you mean every spoke on the will? Financially, influence-wise, glory to God, come on. Gifts, anointing, amen, all things that's good, all things, amen, this applies to it. But one word, now I'm telling you, don't look to your senses and don't say, oh, how can that happen? Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus is the way and the Holy Ghost is the how. Yes. He makes ways where there seems to be no way. With God, there's no such thing as no way. Come on. He makes ways where there seems to be no way. Amen. Here you go. You ready for it? I got a word for you right here. You want it? How many want it? Amen. By the authority that I have in the name of Jesus, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, I say to each and every one of you in this building, increase be in Jesus' name. And now, amen. If you receive that, stand up and lift your hands and thank Him. You ain't going to be able to see it. You ain't going to be able to detect it. If you could do that, you wouldn't need the word.
Yeah.
We receive it. We receive it. We receive it.
Yes,
we receive it. We receive it. Amen. Thank you. The only thing left to do is thank Him for it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, when you sense this, when you sense this, ask you, how can that happen? Say, Jesus is the way and the Holy Ghost is the how. That's how. Amen. That's how. Increase.
Be
in Jesus.
Somebody bless his holy name.
Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. You got something? Keep it because you may come back, glory to God, because I got some more. Now sit down just for a few minutes. I don't have no idea what time it is because I don't wear a watch. Don't want to wear one. The last two or three I had, I bump them up against something, break the crystal out of them. And so sometimes I have my phone with me. Now, what time is it anyway? It's noon. Well, I wasn't going to stop. I just want to know what time it was. Glory to God. It took me a little over 2 hours to drive up here. Surely I should get 2 hours while I'm here. No, I'm not going to do that to you. Amen. We could quit right now. You've heard from God. Amen. You've heard from God. You want to hear from God? You've heard from God. Embrace it now. You're going to have to embrace it. You got to embrace it. Amen. They know, folks, there's no provision problem. You know, there's no provision problem. All grace was extended to you, and in grace is all provision. That's what it is. Grace is provision. It was all extended to you before time began, before the foundations of the world. Amen. And I'm going to give you some of this, okay? Just a little bit of it, you know, because I want to. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost said to. Now see, what a lot of people are doing, you know, I tell them about India and things like that. He said, why ain't that happening here in America? It happens here. I've had people's bones disconnected and instantly go back together. And I've seen miracles, you know, in the States, you know, like I've seen, maybe not as many because there are more people in there, like India, you know, and we'd have 30, 40, 50,000 people, you know, at the pinnacle of, you know, one meeting there in a remote area. And so what we do with miracles in India, we confirm the gospel to a bunch of pagans, you know, that claim to have millions of gods.
Yeah.
And people say, why ain't those miracles? I'm talking about the lame walking, the blind eyes open, deaf ears open, the tongues loosed, amen, the demon set people set free. You know, and people say, why ain't that happening in America? I said, it does happen in America in our ministry, and I know of many other people, glory to God, you know, that it happens in theirs as well. I said, but it don't happen on the same basis that God confirmed the gospel to a bunch of pagans.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, but that same resurrection power, that same blind eye opening power, same devil setting free power is available to us, amen, glory to God, through different anointings on ministries. God anoints me. He's so good. He's so good. He'll even anoint ministries trying to get his provision manifested in your life. Amen. Though the provision is already granted. It's granted before you was ever thought in your daddy and your mama's mind, before you ever breathed life into Adam, the provision thing was taken care of. Amen. Based on the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundations of the world. Amen. That's why in the Old Testament, amen, they even got healed. Why? Because it was already granted before the foundations of the world. I'm going to give you the scriptures and show you that. And they didn't even know his name was Jesus. If you ask Abraham, hey boys, I knew him by the ram that was in the thicket.
Yeah, right.
Didn't know his name was Jesus. Moses, I didn't know his name was Jesus, but I knew him as a Passover lamb. I knew him as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yes. I knew him as a serpent on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him in the cleansing ceremony of the leper. Yeah. Come on, somebody. David said, I knew him as the slingshot. Yeah. Amen. We didn't call him Jesus, we called him Slingshot. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, I knew him as my shepherd, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Come on. And you can keep reading. Oh, glory to God. We've had church. Amen. And so, praise God. But anyway, that same resurrection power is available to us. Amen. Through different anointings on ministries, different, and the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. And but the number one way is through revelation of His Word.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And another way God does it, because He's so good, you know, because people have to develop their faith. And the only way to develop it, you got to get revelation and get more revelation and keep going from revelation to revelation, faith to faith, glory to glory.
Right. Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I don't do things on the same level I did right after I got saved. It's a much higher level. Yes. Come on.
Yes.
But He also, you know what He does? He does just what He done this morning for you. He give you specific words, glory to God, trying to get His provision manifest in your life that's already been granted to you. He'll have somebody speak a word, and it'll come alive to you, and you latch on to it.
Yes.
Amen? I mean like a pit bulldog and not let go of it. And He'll back it up. I'm telling you, He'll back it up. You ain't, your senses can't detect anything, amen, but you got something in here.
Yes.
You got it. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give you a few scriptures. There's not a provision problem. God's so in love with you. But what people do, they take all these avenues and things and what we do, and then they just throw it all in the same bowl. And it don't belong all in the same bowl. God's not, you're not going to get a miracle on the same basis that we confirm the gospel to a bunch of pagans. Amen? And the gifts of the Spirit, you're mostly supposed to be operating in them. Amen? Getting, you know, the nine gifts of the Spirit because you have the Holy Spirit in you. You have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. Why? Because the all-knowing one lives in you, not because you can recite it intellectually, but the all-knowing God lives in you. Amen? Therefore, you know, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Therefore, you can operate in all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. I've had people say, Larry, you know, I got the gift of tongue. I got the gift of tongue. Well, you may have that more developed, you yielding to it, you know, but all nine of them's available to you. And, you know, and I've received one time by gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that's when I got, you know, I've become an ex-school brother, amen. Because I was wired on school, amen. And God instantly, through the gifts of the Spirit, glory to God, He set me free.
Wow.
And I hadn't had a dip since. That was 1985, about a month after I was saved.
Wow.
I didn't think I was going to hell for it because I wouldn't.
Right.
You know, because it wasn't dependent on whether I dipped, you know, or nothing.
That's right.
Amen. It's dependent on the blood of Jesus, and I had it applied.
That's right.
Amen? And so, you know, but people, they confuse these things, you know, but mostly the gifts of the Spirit, you're supposed to operate in them. And, you know, we have an anointing on this ministry. You just saw the anointing operating this morning on this ministry. That's how God in His goodness is trying to get things to you.
Amen.
But the number one way, folks, is revelation of His Word.
Yes.
Amen? If you'll stay in that word long enough, amen, not to merit anything. You ain't going to merit nothing. You don't have to get a quota in. What you need is get revelation of it.
Yes.
Amen. And He says right here, glory to God, the number one I've received, most everything I have, and I choose life, is through revelation knowledge. I operate maximum in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's anointing on this ministry. And when I'm not in places like India, you know, we just tell them there's one God, one way to Him. How you going to know it? He going to do the same miracles tonight He did when He walked on this planet almost 2,000 years ago, because He's here tonight by His Spirit, and He's going to show you this is the way. And if He don't, you don't have to believe us.
Mm-hmm.
And if He didn't, I mean, you put Him on the line, he'll do it. Our confidence was in Him, because we don't lay hands on all these people.
Yeah. Right.
Just pray a prayer and say, okay, Lord, demonstrate to them.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Our confidence is in Him. The most awesome thing you ever seen, blind eyes come open, deaf ears coming open. You know, any kind of miracle you can think of. And as a matter of fact, if you advertise that and you don't do that, they'll stone you. But our confidence is in Him.
Yes.
You,
amen.
Yeah, you get stoned and it's not like this.
Yeah.
Amen. It's like this. Amen. And praise God. But you should be operating in that. You should be operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You can receive by them. Amen. And I receive it. I know a ministry has got an anointing on it. I hook it with the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. But you should be operating in gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is where He will speak to you and have you do something. Amen. You know, you'll have to obey, like He spoke to me many times in a lot of different places, amen, and told me exactly how to do and what to do. And every time I did, amen, the people were set free.
Yes.
Instantly.
Yes.
I mean, I basically have raised the dead through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I can pray in faith anytime. Amen. But I also operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and I have a tangible anointing, and that's all for someone else. That's not for me. I can't say, look at what I got. None of that's for me. Amen. Sometimes the gifts of the Holy Spirit come in operation because people are somebody who's praying maybe for you. Amen. And God will answer their prayer, glory to God, and he'll speak to somebody and they'll follow that voice, because to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit if you're going to do the works of Jesus that it describes for you to do. In John chapter 14, he who believes in me or she who believes in me, the same works I do, they'll do also. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, as you read on, because the Holy Spirit has come.
Yeah.
And greater works than these will you do. Greater and significant, no greater number, because while he's doing it right here in Anderson, amen, he can do it in Australia.
Yes.
He can do it in Russia. He can do it in Europe. He can do it in Tulsa. Why? Because there's more of us empowered by the Holy Spirit. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so, amen. But what I want to show you from the Word of God here, glory to God, you stay open to that and don't expect God, you know, to do, well, hear what he does to confirm his gospel, you know, and to a bunch of pagans. Amen. Now, I ask him sometimes, you know, even here, somebody's being hard-headed, you know, and I'm trying to get the gospel. I say, Lord, have an encounter with them. Show them, amen. Reveal yourself to them.
Yes.
You know, I do that, you know. But that ain't how we receive. We receive through revelation of his word. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Your part is to believe. Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, now let me give you this. I'm just going to give you this. I'm going to stop. I have about three scriptures. Boy, I love this. This is in 2 Timothy, you know. So what I'm not talking about is, I'm not talking about, you know, God confirming his gospel like in India. I'm not talking about anointing on ministries. I'm not talking here about gifts of the Spirit. Amen. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the revelation of his word.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Look here. He says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to have opposition. It's not from God. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:9-9. He said, the gospel according to the power of God. Then verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. You cannot earn this. Amen. You cannot earn the provision of God. And when it comes to the provision of God, you're not called to achieve. You're called to receive. And to receive, you got to have revelation knowledge. Again, we're not talking about the gifts of the Spirit. You know, we're not talking about, you know, different anointings on ministries. We're not talking about the confirming of the gospel. We're talking about you opening the Bible, getting revelation of it, amen, and then appropriating. Because when you get revelation, Bible faith will come to your heart, which Jesus said would move mountains. Bible faith will come to the heart, and faith is the currency of the kingdom of God that you were born into when you was born out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God when you said, yes, Jesus. Bible faith is the currency of this kingdom.
Amen.
Faith does not create. Faith appropriates what's already been granted.
Yes.
Amen?
That's right.
You can never, if you never receive that, that don't mean it wasn't available for you. If you go in and pay for Golden Corral and go in there and sit down and never walk up to the bar and get you something to eat, that don't mean it ain't paid for and it ain't available to you. It just means you ain't appropriating it.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now right here, he said, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. You cannot earn this. Glory to God. I'm good. I'm glad for that one, Silva, that we can't earn it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, that might be a little difference. I'm in the official heavenly version, the New King James Version, you know. And so let me read this right here. Then he says, but according to his own purpose and grace. What's grace? Grace, glory to God. What is grace? It's the provision of God.
Yes.
It says, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Yes. Amen? How's this one read?
Before the beginning of the time.
How'd he do that? In Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Don't the Bible refer to him as the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world, and then he came almost 2,000 years ago, and he sealed it for all of eternity. But, amen, but because it was granted, God decided among himself,
yeah,
within himself, amen. Before he ever breathed life into Adam, he already granted all provision to you because he knew what we would need it, and he'll preordain, predestine a plan of victory for us. Yes. Amen. God ain't against you. He's not mad at you.
Yes.
When I go preach in India or wherever, I don't go say you. I thought of that. I just couldn't bring it. I just couldn't say it. You know, thank you, man. You know, you bunch of heathens. No. Anyway, you know, I say Jesus has paid the price for you. If you'll accept and put your faith in him, glory to God, and receive him, you'll be born out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. And in his kingdom that you're born into is hallelujah. It's nothing missing.
Yeah.
Nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing missing.
Yeah, glory.
Amen. Nothing that you would ever need. You were born into that when you was born again. You can't work your way into it. You're born into it. And you said, yes, Jesus, that changed. You changed from death to life. Old things,
yes.
Old kingdom pass away. Behold, all
yes.
things become new.
Yes.
Colossians 1:13, he has transferred us from darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So when you said yes, Jesus, wham! Hallelujah. Amen. You were born out of the kingdom of darkness. Old things, old way of doing things, old method, old laws, old principles, old nature, old state of being.
Yes.
You went from unrighteous to righteous.
Glory.
Took on his nature.
Yes.
Now these ways over here are higher than those ways.
Yes.
His thoughts are higher than those ways. Amen?
Amen.
People say, who can understand God? His ways are so much higher and his thoughts are so much higher, and they think they're being holy, but they're being ignorant. Amen. You know, ignorant means not knowing, unrevelated. Paul, I wouldn't have you ignorant.
Yeah.
Paul talks like that.
Yeah. Right.
He said, I wouldn't have you ignorant.
Amen.
He said it more than once.
Yeah.
You know, but his ways, amen, and his thoughts in the kingdom of God, amen, are much higher
yes.
than the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you were born again, when you said, yes, Jesus, you were born into a kingdom that it's impossible for there to be any lack.
Oh.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Choose life. Choose life. Choose victory. Victory is your only option. Amen. You want just a little bit more? I just want to give you a couple more references, and I'm going to quit. Pastor Cecil, get ready to come. Zeba, you got anything else? Get ready, because I'm about done here, about 3 minutes. Just listen to this. I'm going to give you some more. Say, Larry, you just pick that scripture out of there. That's a good one to pick. You're trying to be somebody you already are. Get revelation of it, and you're trying and struggling, amen, to get something he says is already yours.
Yeah.
Come on, you with me?
Yes.
Here in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Don't go there because I want you to hear it in New King James Version if you would. Hallelujah. Do what you want if you want to. That's okay. Hallelujah. Because there's no discrepancy. In Titus chapter 1, and he says in verse 2 and 3, he says, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised what? Before time begin. See, there's another reference to it. Then he said, but has in due time, come on Cecil, listen to this.
Yeah.
Come on. Manifested his word through preaching.
Mm.
Come on. It comes through. Amen. Amen. You want one more? I'm going to give you one more in Hebrews. Come on. You got something. Come on. We'll add to this. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop with this and because I'm not going to violate my liberty. Y'all know me, I never get through. I mean, notice that with me. But I'll pick up right here next time I come. I don't, you know, yeah, I'm assuming I'm going to get to come. Okay. Oh, man. Right here in Hebrews 4:3. And I've got you know, a dozen more scriptures. You know, but I'm not going to give all of them to you. I'm just going to give you these. Now, you look them up. Come on, you look them up. Come on, get off your duff and get in the stuff.
Yeah.
You'll repeat that. That's directly from God. Get off your duff and get in the stuff. For revelation, not to earn anything. You can't earn anything. You ain't got to fill no quota.
Yeah.
Go in there boldly. Go in there bold as a lion.
Yeah.
You can do that because of the blood of Jesus, and you compliment him when you come to him boldly. Because you're coming not in, you're not coming in your own confidence, you're coming by the precious blood of Jesus.
Yes.
So come on in boldly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Get on in there and dig it out, live it, and that brings glory to God. You're not suffering from Jesus. The only thing we suffer from is ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Here he goes. He says in 4 verse 3, he said, "For he who has believed do enter that rest. If I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundations of the world." Hallelujah. Silver. Hallelujah.
Well, Larry was sharing or preaching about choosing victory. When we say choose victory, it requires from us some actions. Amen? We have to do some things. And sometimes we feel we are wrapped in this flesh and it's hard to operate in the spiritual realm. But it's not impossible. Amen? We see how Adam, he missed it in the garden, but Jesus brought it back. But now that Jesus brought it back, it requires from us some actions, to do some things. It requires from us to execute what he has been doing, what he did from us. He did his part, but it doesn't mean that we are just going to stay laid back and doing nothing. Amen? But we need to do something. When I was in Albania, before me and Larry got together, I used to work, I worked for 5 years as a lawyer. And the first, for two states agency, one was like department, it was construction police, and they changed into inspectorate, construction, urban, something like that, the name. But back then, all people, they start building because Albania opened up, and people, they start building everywhere. And some people, they start building with permission. They had permission from the government, from the local government, and some, they start building illegal. Even the people, they had permission, they start doing illegal things, building things in their building that they weren't supposed to do. But from us as a state agency, we used to control their actions, their work. And we used to go and control and give them paperwork that they were doing wrong. And we were telling them that we are going to destroy your building. Or we used to give them a fine. But what they used to do, they used to send us at the court. At the court, me and we were three lawyers, we used to go and represent our institution to protect, to defend our decision. And most of the time, the court used to leave our decision in power. So we were right most of the times, 99%. But the court used to give us a decision that big, that we were right and everything were based in the law and everything was okay. But they still their buildings were going up. So it's the same thing with the Word of God. So we know what is in the Word of God. We know what the Scripture says for us, that we are righteous, we are made whole, we are the head and not the tail, we are above and not beneath. Everything that we touch will be blessed, amen? But still, sometimes we don't act. We are supposed to execute, amen? So what we used to do, we had an execution department. That the people that used to work in that department, they had their heavy equipment, and they used to go and execute, meaning to destroy these buildings. But regardless, I'm making this illustration, regardless that we had the decision from the court that we were right, and everything was done according to the procedures, as long as we weren't taking actions, still what illegal people were doing was going to be flourished or was going to be there. So it's the same thing with the Word of God. So we need to take action and to execute what Jesus yes. has been done for us, what he did in the cross for us, what he accomplished. We are supposed to cooperate. Amen? We are supposed to execute. We yes. have our role to play. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know that we are the head and not the tail. We know that we are made healed through his stripes. We are healed. Amen. So we need to confess it and to receive it and to appropriate. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Stay here. Amen. Amen. Now listen to this. Based on what I said in the scriptures given you, amen, and this instruction, if he lives... If Jesus lives, I am healed.
Yes. Yeah. If he lives, I am healed.
If he lives, I am restored.
Yes. Praise God.
If he lives, I have peace. I have victory. I have success.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And you know he lives.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 Now your part in that is to resist the devil.
Amen.
Now this is in her, what she's talking about with, amen, doing something, amen. You know the Bible says don't just be a hearer only, do it. You got to do it because revelation without action is dead.
Yes.
You can say it that way. Faith without works is dead. Faith comes as a result of revelation.
Amen.
Amen. If it's not acted on, and I need to tell you, some of you have got some revelation in some areas that you're not acting on. And that's why you brought that forth.
Yes.
You're not acting on. You've already got it. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't some big great feeling. That's a knowing.
Yes.
And you need to go ahead and act on it.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. If he lives.
Amen.
She didn't tell you. She was also later as a lawyer. She was a tax collector.
Oh.
That looked like Matthew.
Hallelujah. But I married her and I got her out of all that.
Yeah, he told me that it's not by law anymore, it's by grace, so I quit being a lawyer.
Amen, amen. Listen to
that
me.
That was a joke.
Understand me. I thank the God.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he lives, Jesus don't have provision, he is your provision.
Thank you, Jesus.
The very fact that you have, we have a Jesus, we have this Jesus, my goodness, I can't be nothing but healed. There can't be nothing lacking in your redemption. The part that's lacking where people make all these excuses for God because they ain't got nothing in here. They're trying to live without anything in here, and you can't live. You got to get this through revelation of the Word of God. If he lives,
yes.
I'm healed.
Amen.
I'm restored.
Yes.
I'm victorious.
Yes.
And there ain't nothing can be done about it because he sealed it
yes,
for all
yes.
of eternity.
Yes.